thank you very much for taking the time today to talk to us a little bit about the Okrontara Film Festival. Out of all the film festivals that happen, I feel that it's such an important film festival because it sheds a light onto an issue that's not easily discussed inside of media, including mental health. So now we are inside of a second lockdown wave, and with that wave, why is it that this film festival is more important more than ever right now?
Well, it's looks like everything's coming together at the same time because a lot of newspaper articles, media talking about the mental health effect of the first lockdown. Now, obviously, the second lockdown is bringing up the concerns, and this is Mental Health Awareness Week. And in doing the film festival, we've always had a challenge to get people's attention without getting them all depressed about watching a subject like mental illness. I mean, can you imagine going to, you know, feeling badly and you go to a film and it makes you feel even worse and you call up your psychiatrist right after the film and say, hey, I need your help here. Our challenge, and I think we've really nailed it this year because in looking at the films that are available online, so thanks to our sponsors, and we have to thank Lundbeck and Bell Canada who have been major sponsors in helping us bring this to the to our audience and bring it beyond Montreal. If you take a look at all the films, the producers, directors, the actors have managed to accomplish something that I find amazing, in that they deal with a subject that could be depressing and morose, but they bring a bit of a sense of humor to it. So I said, well, it's all right if you're not feeling well, in the same way that, okay, you have cancer, or me, I'm sorry if I'm joking on this one, of course, but that's all right because I understand, or you broke your leg, I understand. You can't get that kind of understanding because unlike other diseases, mental illness just doesn't manifest itself that easily. And these films allow people to smile a little bit, laugh a little bit, and understand a lot more. So we achieve our two primary objectives of dispelling the myths of mental illness and erasing the stigma that's around it.
So even though that this year's festival is happening inside of a virtual sense with all of the film screenings being online, how will it be the same? Or how will you try to keep it the same festival that it's always meant to be?
Well, I can start with the thing that we've always meant to be is a line that we stole from the Monty Python's Flying Circus, and now for something completely different. And definitely this year is very completely different in that we have a blend of short films, long, you know, full feature films, documentary, animation. We have never been able to offer that to our audience at their choice. I mean, when they show up, this is what you get, and sit down and enjoy it. In fact, I enjoyed it because I was able to share some of it with my wife, who hadn't seen all the films. I said, hey, here's something really interesting. And the reason you didn't see it is because that was the night you couldn't make it. And normally a film festival runs 4 nights. So unless you happen to nail that particular night, you've missed out on it. And we've had some great films from all over the world. The one thing that I can't say that I'm disappointed, but I would have liked to try and do some kind of panel discussion with the filmmakers. And that's what always has set us apart. We've been able to get some of the filmmakers, producers, actors, depending on the film, to be there with us and to share their own personal experience. So we're hoping that this year we, through the diversity and the broad base of films that we have available, we can compensate for that.
So are there going to be any other activities that you can maybe talk about besides the films that will be taking place this year, like an opening or a closing ceremony inside of a virtual sense?
Well, because we are having a virtual site, we're doing this in... let me call them silos. We've been searching for a word for the last month and we can't find anything better than a silo. But there's a film festival for the general public, which encompasses three feature films, a number of short subjects, a number of animation films. But there's an umbrella organization that deals with mental illness that has their own silo, and they've got about three or four, and this is called Raccord, and they've got their three or four films which they're showing to their particular members, and they've always, since the beginning, always been a very animated participant in the film festival because that's their world. But so there's Raccord, there's a couple of corporate silos. So we're working with Lundbeck Canada and Bell. So this is being streamed directly to their staff. So we used to do a lunch and learn. So I used to go over to one of these companies and stand there, and they'd see the film, and we would do a Q&A. We can't do that visit anymore, but what's really great is now both of these companies can show it across Canada, across their whole population of, and this is one of the objectives of Bell Let's Talk and Lundbeck as a pharma company. And we're also targeting the corporate world that says, a lot of companies do lunch and learn, and mental illness is a subject that companies are really focusing on, because when you take a look at the statistics, 1 in 5 people deals with it. And companies are not, are not immune. So if you look around saying, how can I make the people who work here feel better about working here and not worried that they themselves cannot come out and say, look, I'm really feeling badly, or the guy that I'm working with is not pulling their weight because they're not showing up for work because they're feeling badly. This lunch and learn is another way for us to reach out. We are reaching out now. The sponsor of this film festival is Urban Pardes, which is the main sponsor of a clubhouse in Montreal. Now, the clubhouse organization itself has over 300 clubhouses around the world. And yesterday they had a film screening to about 30 different clubhouse members around the world to show a wonderful film. It's an Irish film of a brilliant rock singer who suffers from serious schizophrenia. And I loved it because he was able to come back and participate in this year's virtual film festival. And he was literally in Montreal about 3 years ago. And he blew everybody away with his music. And the last one, which I can't ignore, is we are reaching out to schools. So we have a special outreach program, which we're dealing with particular teachers, social workers, guidance counselors in the different schools across Montreal. And we've already working with them to stream it either in the classroom, or they, through a distance learning environment, will show it to their students. And we've managed to figure out a way how to do all this while maintaining the confidentiality of the students, because we need, passwords and email addresses, which we don't have. That really stays with the school. So we've taken an opportunity of this really weird period to reach out to about 6 or 7 different avenues to see as many people as we can.
So if I understand this right, the festival is becoming more, it's getting more recognized and becoming more accessible to various institutions this year.
Exactly. Because the festival has actually the virus and the lockdown we're under has forced the founder and the directors and the curator of the festival saying, how can we reach out to whoever we want to reach out? And we bought this fantastic platform that allows us to show films on the website. And when you log in, that's where you're actually logging into servers, and don't know where the computers are, but they do a great job because they saw a few films on it so far. Mm-hmm. So it has allowed us to reach out, as you just said.
Mm-hmm. Inside of future editions of the festival, if the virtual component is a success, do you plan on including it amongst the other regular programming that your festival normally has?
Okay, so it's probably the toughest question we've addressed in the last couple of months, but we've said the same thing to ourselves that we say every year. Let's get past this festival first. Mm-hmm. Learn as much as we can with the feedback we're getting, mm-hmm. because nothing will ever beat the intimacy of a live venue.
Exactly.
We had one of the greatest live venues at the museum. And, you know, it was very intimate and people, there wasn't a bad seat in the house and you could connect with the people on stage. I'm very loath to give that up, but we have to face reality as well. But what it has allowed us to do is to reach out to the schools, to reach out to the companies, to reach out to whoever is not within a 10-minute drive of the museum. And that is fantastic. And that's one of the elements we'll try and maintain.
True. So I'll just remind the audience listeners that the festival takes place from October 5th to the 23rd. And for more information, they can visit acff.ca.
When you get there,
there
are instructions about how to log in.
Perfect.
So you download those instructions, and my least tech knowledgeable friend said, wow, this is easy. So I hope we've accomplished that objective as well.
So October 5th to the 23rd, acff.ca.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for your time today. We normally like to end our time onto a fun question. So what's one of your favorite films that you've watched this year so far?
The film is, and I keep going back to it. So here's the film. It's called Alzheimer. It's a French film about this aged couple in a home. And I can't tell you more about the fact, other than the fact that they are dealing with Alzheimer's. But it is a film to watch because, as I said at the outset, I admire the producers, directors, actors who can take a very sad subject and put a smile on your face as you're watching it. And that one really achieved that objective.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today, Marcel. Very nice talking to you.
Thank you again.